Let's move on to workshopping a played example. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a riff over and over again, and we'll go through the relevant steps to enable us to work that out. Let's check out the rhythm first. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to put the syllable ta on every rhythmic event. So the riff goes like this. Ta, 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 and so on. What we have here is a typical two-bar phrase, the first phrase being like this, ta, 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 and the second bar is very closely related to it. It goes ta, 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 ta. So it only adds an extra rhythmic event at the beginning of the second bar. So both bars together, ta, 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 ta. Now I'll play the riff again and we'll begin humming along to it. Don't pick up your instrument just yet. I guess you realize that on the last time around, I was able to hum the pitch more accurately than I was on the first couple of times around. That's just a natural progression. We try to improve it every time we hum through something. Now let's have a look at visualizing the pitches by showing them. In this case, we have low, low, mid, high, low, 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 mid, high, low, low, mid, high, low, 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 mid, high.